It gives us a great deal of confidence. Obviously, in this part of the season, turnovers mean everything. If you can create turnovers, if you can eliminate turnovers, it means everything. And takeaway advantage typically gives a team the edge. And so going in knowing that we have a quarterback that can protect the ball and just a team that really takes pride into having great ball security and taking the ball away, that gives us an advantage, hopefully, in this game.
Greg, you know, the 49ers kind of started that whole too-high thing in the league opener way back in September with, you know, keeping the safeties back most of the time, that kind of jazz. How much better are you guys prepared, not having faced a lot of it all season, developing the run? How much better prepared are you guys for it now than possibly back then?
Well, honestly, for us, it's not so much about what they do, it's about what we do. And that's been our focus all week. You know, we have to execute. The plays that are drawn up and the plays that are called, despite whatever defense, we have to make our play call right. And they do a good job in their scheme, but we feel like we do a good job with what we do and with the guys we have on the field.
Greg, if their field is maybe subpar conditions, the actual field itself, is that a big deal or not for you guys?
It doesn't matter. We have to go out there and we have to play. This is the road and the path we have to take to get to where we want to go and get to. And so we can't let the field play a role in that. I mean, they have to play on the field. We have to play on the field. So there's no advantage there.
Greg, do you ever hear James talking to himself on the sideline? You know, he talks to himself on the sideline a little bit, pumping himself up. Is he?
Yeah.
What does he say to himself?
He's trying to motivate himself, keep his head in the game. We all do it from time to time. I talk to myself on the field probably more than I talk to myself on the sideline. Just to make sure that I'm locked in on that particular play, which is every single play. But it's funny when you can catch a guy talking to himself. It's like, what are you doing? And then you look at, you reflect, and like, I hope I don't look like that when I'm talking to myself.
What has he meant to you guys, especially in the red zone this year?
He's meant touchdowns. That's what he's meant. When you have a guy that can put up that amount of touchdowns, it's great in a sense of, you know, you have a quarterback who trusts a player in the red zone, and he's gonna go to him ultimately. But I mean, guys have put up great numbers this year. Hopefully, those numbers carry over to the playoffs, and his red zone touchdown percentage can continue to go up this week.
How big a key, I guess, is it to actually score touchdowns, not have to settle for field goals when you get to the postseason stage?
Well, it's huge, because when a team has to play from behind, we talked about it earlier today, when you get out to a fast start, have a team play from behind, your percentages of winning the ball game goes up drastically. So we saw that. Typically, statistics stay true and they hold true, and so that's our mindset.